Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught the lion and the cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up, yes I do, y'all.
But I messed up.
Come on, y'all, sing it.
I'm starting my life.
I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to church, I'm gonna walk back.
Starting my life over again.
Let's say it one more time.
You and especially you. I know that God is still in the midst. My God Almighty, I know you just got to clean up what you messed up. And I just thank God that by his grace and his mercy, he give us another chance to do so. I'm telling you, saints of God, my God, I know, and I know without a shadow of doubt, on this Friday morning, are you still pressing? Are you pushing in? Because I know God is a way maker and he is the answer. And I'm telling you right now, is only going to give to the ones that are going to endure to the end. I got a question. Now, are you endure? I know that you can't give up, and I know you're not going to give up, because at the end of the day, what do you have to go back to? So we just give God the glory. We give him all the praise. And I'm telling you real quick, saints of God, that God is in the midst. I don't know about you, but I know that it's my blessed time, and it's time for us to begin to walk in to the blessings of the Lord and what God has for us. And I just thank God for each and every one of you, for all over the world, for joining in and tuning in, for being a part of this special broadcast. It's a blessing to see that saints of God, that my God Almighty, that got a hunger and appetite for the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, we're not going to shy away from the different things that contaminated the body of Christ and turned a lot of people away. But one thing about it, I know for a fact that trusting into the Lord Almighty, he'll always direct us to the right source. And he always directs us to the right individual. So I just thank God for what he is doing, and I thank God for what he is doing in your life, and I thank God for how you are trusting ADM Ministry, my God Almighty, to be your source connector of your social media family, church family, church pastor, whatever. And I thank God for you. Listen, we want to send a special shout out to our very own Mother Price. Happy birthday to you. We thank God for you as well. My God Almighty, and I know she's going to be coming on in a few minutes. And just go ahead and give us, my God, that awesome prayer that she does. What a blessing. I thank God for her. And I'm telling you, saints of God, for everybody in the birthdays of the month of July. It was my wife as well, my God. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And may God bless you, and you have many, many, many more. And I'm telling you, saints of God, my God, what a blessing it be. What a blessing it be for God to do what he needs to do in our life. And I'm telling you right now, I won't trade it for nothing else in the world. This is Saints of God, my God. We ain't going on the time because we have our very own Pastor Smith. He's going to be on this morning to give us some words of inspiration, always words of encouragement, amen, so we can keep going on and make us see reality for what it is, but we can be, let us have our respect and our relationship with God even the better. My God Almighty, God bless you, Mother Price. I'm here to turn it to you. God bless you. Go ahead and get the seed in the Holy Ghost for us. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you for giving you the honor of my life, happy strength. And to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and everyone at ADM Ministry in the front line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, humble as we know how, God. We just thanking you for another day, God. Another day that you allowed us to see with life, left, and strength. Lord, we woke up this morning. You woke us up this morning. We began to walk and wash our face and brush our teeth, God. Had the activities in our bodies working just fine. So we say thank you for that. We thank you how you shielded and protected us all last night with no hurt, harm, or danger came upon us. So we thank you once again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, because you just continue to pour into us as we continue to push like never before, God. We lift every ministry up to you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for them, God, that you strengthen them like never before, God, that you give them traveling mercy, God, as it's 2 and 4, God, wherever they may be, God. shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. And Lord, continue to let them pour out fruit to us, God, as we said and receive the word of the living God, as we said and eat and digest your word, God, and live according to your will, God. God, we thank you for holiness. Holiness is the way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you how you're blessing, how you're delivering, how you're setting the captives free this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your joy, God, because you told us in your word the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We realize that we don't have strength, we don't have joy. So we thank you for your strength this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue to heal. Heal the sick and shed in everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for continuing to turn the fire up on us, God. Burning everything out is not like you. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that everyone that has an ear to hear this morning, God, let them hear something that will encourage them to come out of their situation. You can bring them out, God, if only they believe. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for all things. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for saving and delivering us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we give you the glory this day, God. Oh, God, we love you so much. It seems like we can't praise you enough, God. We can't do nothing enough, God, for you. Because you are so worthy, Lord. You loved us when we didn't even really love ourselves. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you kept a shelter over our head, God, when we were sheltered. We thank you because you kept food on our table, God, when we didn't even have anything to eat, God. We thank you that you made a way out of no way for us, God, when we didn't even see a way, God. When we began to cry out to you, God, began to speak life into our own spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. Don't let us take it for granted, God. As we walk down the streets, God, and see someone less than us, God, let us begin to tell them that we love them and also Jesus loved them. Let us begin to encourage them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us tell them our story, God, where we were and how you brought us out in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out this morning, God, continue to be a mind regulator for somebody, God. We thank you for the blood that is on our mind in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Keep us equipped, God, and walk strong, like strong soldiers in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to walk, huh, and not be weary, God, in well-doing, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God. Oh, God, let us look forth to Him this morning, which come in our help, God. We realize now our help coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you lift up every elder, our elder, mothers and fathers, in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to strengthen them like never before, God. Let us continue to love them, God, as they grow older, God. Don't let us just pass them by like they don't even exist, God, because they mean a whole lot to us, God. Those are the ones that has wisdom in them, God. Let us begin to sit down and have an ear to hear, huh, what wisdom has to come to the say, to us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up our family members up to you, God. Continue to save, deliver, and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to just to wash and clean us, God, like never before, God, with your person, God. We cry out to you today, God, for the one that's unsaved, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to cry out to them like never before, God. Cry out, God, that you'll be a mind regulator for them, God, that you can change their mind, God, that they'll tune in to you, God, and let go of the world in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Separate them from the crowd, God, from the smoking, from the drinking, and from the walking the streets, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Only you can do. Let them know it's only you. It's not the crowd that they being mixed in, God. It's not their so-called buddy that they run with, God. Let them know it's you. Hallelujah. If they only cry out to you, God, you got the answers to everything, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for miracles, God, that you come to the emotion, God, that you're performing even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, God. We can't thank you enough, God, because you are the one. You are the center in our life, God. So if we know where we came from, there's no way that we can look back. Hallelujah. Let's keep pressing towards tomorrow, because it's nothing back. Hallelujah. The same mess that God drunk us out of is still there. So let us keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. He's the number one in our life. So let's continue to hold on to Jesus like never before. And hey, glory to God this morning. God, we thank you. We thank you for putting your Holy Ghost handcuffs upon us, God, arresting us, God. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. We thank you for all things, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Somebody now should begin to praise God. Just for waking them up this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody should just say, Lord, I thank you for being my mind regular. Name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hey, these things we ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We praise God, amen, for that beautiful prayer from Mother Price, amen. And Mother Price, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Started something new, kind of like summing up what we went through the week, the nuggets that we went through during the week. And Monday we had our own pastor and prophet. He said, get what God has for you. Tuesday, the prophet came back with exposing the enemy.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And then on Wednesday, amen. Praise God. The prophet came back with beat a door. And that evening, Minister Juanita came with make a joyful noise.
Yes.
And Thursday, Brother Joe brought the Lord is our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Amen. And so on today, what I'm going to be talking about is what shall you render? Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
And our scripture is going to be coming from Matthew 22, 15 through 22. And if you have your Bibles, open it up and kind of go along as I hear what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to move in and out, so just follow along as best you can in your Bible. Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, the Pharisees, you know, they came to test Jesus. And they sent their disciples, you know, to Jesus to do just that. And they call him teacher. Saying he is the truth. And he teaches God's word. Their hearts were far from the word of God. Amen. But Jesus cares for no one's opinion, according to them. They knew that Jesus did not care for their opinion. Amen. And we know that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and scribes, they were godly leaders, amen, praise God, that knew the law. But most of them didn't want to live or put the application in their life of the law into action. Amen.
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 So Then they asked their question. Teacher, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? For they were not putting their best interests at heart for Jesus. What they were doing, praise God, they was trying to put Jesus in a test and catch him in a lie. Amen. And you know, when we think about ourselves on today, and I heard the mother praying about those buddies out there that people hang around, those friends, cohorts, you know, people like that that you hang around, associates that don't mean any good.
Amen.
Amen. And they do the things that they do of the world that are not right because they are hidden from the truth. Praise God. And then they want to bring that into your life and impress that upon you, being
Amen.
A saint of God. But, you know, we've been talking about also about compromise.
Yes, amen.
But as saints and as Christians, born again, we can't compromise.
Amen.
We don't need to do that. And if, how are we going to shine our light before them and we go out and do the same things that they do?
Amen. Amen.
So we can't do that, praise God. Amen. See, God
Amen.
Is not a man that he should lie. God can't lie. It goes against every principle of grain and everything in him being God to tell a lie. As a matter of fact, he said, a liar won't tarry in his sight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So, in Numbers 22, not 20, excuse me, but Numbers 23 and 19. Amen. You'll find that in there where God does not lie. When you know the truth, it makes you free. Amen.
Yes, it does.
Don't compromise the truth when you know it to be so. Amen.
Amen.
God don't go back on his word. And neither should we. Amen.
Amen.
Break down. Amen. Amen. He said, all liars should have their part in the lake of fire, Revelation 21 and 8. But anyway, they came to test Jesus. Amen. To catch him in a lie. Because they did not really understand who Jesus was.
Amen.
They didn't know that they was talking to the true and living God. Amen. Praise God. And just to throw a little something else in there, that's why the Bible tells us, be careful who we entertain.
Amen.
We could
amen.
Be entertaining angels unaware.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. These angels are sent by God. Amen. Amen. And they're gathering information on us and checking on us.
Yes.
Amen. But they may come in different form. To you or me, they may look like a bum on the street. Amen.
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 So be careful, saints, who you entertain.
Yes.
Amen. You can't straddle a fist.
Amen.
Okay, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Amen.
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 What shall you render today unto God for all of his benefits that he's bestowed upon you and me? Amen. Praise God. What should you render? Think about it. Amen. Praise God. What you're going to have to render to God, amen, it's got to come from your heart. The praise and the worship and the thanks that God deserves.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because you don't have anything else that you can give God.
Amen.
He made us, he made the universe. Everything belongs to him.
Yes, it does.
Everything.
Amen.
So praise God. You can't be lukewarm either.
Amen.
Because if you lukewarm, he said he would spew you out of his mouth. Amen.
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 Praise God. And if some of you don't understand spew, he will spit you out of his mouth. Amen. Revelation 3 and 16. In other words, he will not protect and cover you. Amen. So don't fall into the hands of an angry God.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Okay.
So it says, render unto Caesar what's Caesar, but then render unto God what's God. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus had him to take out a penny, a farthing, and he said, look on one side of it. He said, what is on that one side? It was a picture of Caesar. Amen.
Amen.
So because we live on this earth don't mean that we'll break the laws of the land and not do the laws of the land that they set before us. Just like Moses had the Ten Commandments. We have to obey those laws.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, obeying those laws, praise God, then we have to obey the word of God.
Amen.
Which is above all. Amen.
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 So you have heard it said, amen. Don't let nobody turn you around.
Amen.
Keep your feet on solid ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when you do that, God will bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. You won't slip and you won't fall when you stand on the word of the Almighty God, saints.
Yes, yes.
So what will you render?
Sacrifice
and praise to God.
Amen.
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 Amen. In everything that you do, give praise to God.
Amen.
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 David said, I will praise for all times. Praise is going to come out of my mouth. At all times.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. And don't listen to nobody that's going to try to turn you away from the truth and the living word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, we're living in the last days on today.
Yes, we are.
So much is going on. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So all of these words, all of these nuggets that are coming forth, we have to integrate them into our daily lives and our walk. Amen. Praise God. And our fellowship and our relationship with the Almighty God.
Amen.
We have to be a saint.
Amen.
Amen. Too much is going on. And the devil is going to be loose for a time.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we want to have time to try to get ourselves together because we need to be working on somebody else to help them.
Amen.
Along the way.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God.
So what I want to leave with you today is render,
praise,
worship,
adoration,
admiration, unto God.
Amen.
Give Him the thanks, for all things.
Amen.
At all times.
Yes.
Amen.
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 God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And back into the hands of our pastor and prophet, Pastor Spencer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Are you there, Pastor?
Are you there, Pastor?
Thank you, Dr. Smith, for that for those delicious words, that we may just have them in our heart and just think about everything that you have brought forth on the table this morning.
Amen, Mother. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. And I will say to everyone that has an ear this morning, we pray that you have received the word of God that came from the man of God, lips of clay, and you just focus on them through the whole week. And once from ADM minister, Pastor Temple, and First Lady Temple, you have a blessed weekend and just continue to praise God and give him all the glory, because that's what all the glory do to. So we'll see you Monday morning at 8 a.m. at 7 a.m. So be blessed to each and every one of y'all. Have a blessed morning.